This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that schools can safely reopen even if teachers do not get coronavirus vaccines. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The CDC's vaccination plans prioritize teachers as essential workers, but many have not gotten the shots yet. Some teachers' unions are refusing to allow in-person instruction to resume until they do. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that's not necessary.
Vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening of schools.
Saying data shows social distancing and mask wearing can significantly reduce virus spread in schools. President Biden is pushing for nearly all K-8 schools to reopen in his first 100 days. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A new study appears to vindicate Britain's decision to delay the second virus vaccine dose. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock says research showing a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, supporting the government's strategy of delaying the second shot so more doses can be delivered to more people. Hancock's comments came after Oxford says there's evidence the vaccine cuts transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevents serious disease. The study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but has been greeted with excitement by British officials under pressure to justify their decision to delay the second dose. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials and the S&P 500 up, but the Nasdaq down slightly. The Dow rose by 0.12%, the S&P gained 0.1%, but the Nasdaq fell by 0.1%.